welcome to Under the Groomers with me, Jeremy Flynn. And today I'm joined with my good friend, the apple of my eye, the sweet baby boy, Jack Davey. Hi, Jack.
That's really sweet of you to say that.
I mean it.
That's really great. Thanks. I really like you too.
I've missed you. Jackie, if you don't know, comedian, an attractive man. He's been away on business. He's got a couple of fingers and a couple of pies. He's been in Sweden, haven't you?
I've been to Sweden a couple of times now.
Been to Sweden two times.
Maybe three. Three, I think.
The Sweden hat trick.
Yeah, the wow. Hattie. And I'm going to be going there way more as well. It's going to be like a new
business in Sweden thing. So this is the kind of level you're dealing with, people. This is not your average Joe. This is a guy that's moving and shaking in Scandinavia.
Let me tell you something about Sweden. It's on the face of it, I was quite excited to go there.
Sure.
Because I heard that everyone was attractive.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And then you get there and it's like, the first 10 minutes, it's wow. Look at all these sexy people.
Oh.
But then everyone is so good looking that eventually you do feel a bit ill.
Yeah.
You feel a bit sick.
It gets boring.
You become resentful.
Yeah.
It becomes tiring.
You take it personally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it's that thing. You don't want to be the ugliest person in the room.
And you are all the time.
All right. Well, you don't need to be personal.
Yeah. You specifically. But someone told me that apparently the stereotype is that they're really attractive, the Swedes.
That's true. I've heard that.
But then do you know what their stereotype for us is?
Even more attractive.
That we're ugly.
Well, yeah.
That's what they say.
Well, yeah, of course.
You know, if you bring up like Swedish, everyone goes, oh, that's hot. Yeah. But British people, they're like, yuck.
Yeah, I could have told you that though.
I didn't know that.
I don't think we appeal to other nations.
Nope.
No. And I like that about us. We're unassuming, you know? We've got a subtle beauty, English people.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's all about character. The years of being rained on. Hardened.
I think haven't we been the bad guys or the bullies? Like, aren't we dunking on?
I meant the actual rain. I meant the weather. I wasn't getting into the political history of the country.
No, that's true. But they got dodgy weather. They get long. Apparently, because if I'm going out there in summer, the sun goes down at like midnight.
Wow. Late nights in Sweden.
But how would that mess? You just wouldn't be able to stop.
I think I would.
Do you think so?
My little mask.
I've got an eye mask.
Have you?
You got to, yeah, for sure.
You got to.
Do you never sleep with an eye mask?
Yeah, I do.
It plugs?
Yeah. I have a dehumidifier on.
A dehumidifier?
Yeah.
What does that do?
It's just a nice noise. I like it for the noise, really. I mean, it reduces the humidity in the air, but that's not what I'm in it for. I'm in it for the noise.
So that helps you, does it help?
It's like white noise.
What does it sound like? Like an AC unit?
Like a fan, yeah, it's a white noise, essentially.
What is the do you have got a damp house?
I do have a damp house, but that's sun related. That's why we got it. And then I turned it on because we had a bit of damp in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, I can sleep with that on, boy. Yeah. Just a bit. And now I can't sleep without it. I'm like Wayne Rooney with the vacuum cleaner. Did you know about that?
Yeah. What was that podcast?
When he used to go away for football.
It wasn't the vacuum cleaner. It was.
Yeah, it was. He had the vacuum cleaner. He used to make sure the hotel had one. He used to run it all night.
It wasn't a vacuum cleaner. Wasn't it a hairdryer blowing in his face or something?
I thought that was Sir Alex Ferguson shouting at them. The hairdryer treatment.
Am I conflating two?
I think you've got two.
On the Gary Neville thing.
They used to call Sir Alex Ferguson the hairdryer because that was when he used to shout at you.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you've got two Man United anecdotes and you've made one. Wayne Rooney sleeps with someone blowing a hairdryer directly in his face. Who's older than that?
No, I think he'd balance it. I don't think, I think the truth is between us somewhere here. Because it's not Hoover.
Yeah,
you're Hoover. Plugging in a Hoover.
Yeah, he's got the vacuum cleaner on. That's the whole story.
It's not.
Yeah, it is.
That's not it.
How do you think that a vacuum cleaner is crazy, but balancing a hairdryer so that it's blowing hot air in your face?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Because.
Is that why he looks like that?
I went to uni with a guy and he always had the hairdryer on in bed with him.
That's insane.
He'd have it for like hours and hours and hours. You could just hear the hairdryer going. So like, I could believe.
Was he drying? Or was it
for
sleeping?
No. He was dry as a bone.
Bet he was.
Yeah, the hairdryer is probably making him sweat. He's probably getting wetter.
That's crazy.
He was obsessed with it, but it was like a crutch for him.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I get it, but I wouldn't go as far as a hairdryer. That feels loud.
Hoover's louder.
Yeah, but I'm on the dehumidifier. That's like a low hum.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I think the vacuum's too loud for me.
The vacuum is the loudest.
I've got a Dyson Airblade in the bedroom. Just got that going all night. It's just a queue of men.
I take an Airblade at home.
Queue of men coming in, using it.
Did you see
What's your favourite Airblade?
Do you know what? I think they got it. They got it about right with the mark.
Do you like the one with where you put both hands in?
It's what I know.
To the crevice, or do you like the modern one that's like two motorbike handlebars coming out? It's like the flux capacitor type.
Yeah.
You know?
I think they kind of had it right.
Yeah, I think they're overthinking it now.
Because as much as I hated with the dippy one, you get your hands touching either sides.
That's the jeopardy of the dipper.
Yeah.
Is the reservoir of what I assume is the most disgusting water on planet Earth.
Yes. Was it you that told me that you knew someone who pissed in one of them?
I knew someone who put his knob in it. I don't know if he pissed in it.
In what? In just in the main...
Just down the crevice. The crevice.
I've invented the piss.
Yeah, because that would be difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it was easy to drop in. Yeah, I watched him do it here in the Wellington. In the Wellington.
Shout out the Wellington.
Yeah, shout out to the Wellington.
I wonder how they upgraded to the...
Yeah, exactly. You couldn't do it.
Side by side.
You couldn't do it with the side by side, though, could you?
No.
So, Jack, the podcast recently, we've been talking a lot about inventions, and we're starting to be a place where people can come and pitch their ideas. And listeners to previous episodes will know I am the inventor of the mattress that you can piss into. That was my big invention. And also the walking stick that picks up dog poo. Those are my big two inventions that I think are really going to take off. And if you've got an idea for an invention, you can write in to underthegroomers@gmail.com. Are you an inventor? Have you got any inventions? By the way, I will say, if you pitch an invention on this podcast, then we do keep...
You get the rights.
We get the intellectual property. And we offer no money, but we do take a full stake.
Okay. I once fancied myself as quite the inventor.
Yeah.
But, and this will sound far-fetched, but let me set my credentials up before I bring you what I've got.
Okay.
So for years, I was banging the drum. I think there should be a restaurant where the staff are purposely mean to you. And you'd staff it by actors and comedians. And do you know what? Anyone I told, I got laughed out of town.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bad idea.
They said, you're dreaming. They said,
keep dreaming.
They said, get fucked with that.
Keep dreaming, baby.
But you know what I'm going to say now. You've heard of this thing.
It's not. Someone's done it.
Someone's done it and they're making billions of dollars.
Billions of dollars.
Have you heard of, it's called Karen's Diner.
I've not heard of this.
Right. So that is exactly my
Karen's
idea.
Diner.
It's called Karen's Diner.
Did Karen invent it?
I think it's more like, because the staff are so rude to you, you can't complain if you're...
Oh, Karen's a slur.
I think it's playing on...
Karen's like a slur, isn't it?
But you know what? It was a thing. Because when Karen was a real buzzword, I think maybe... a couple of years ago. I don't think people still get... used to get banded about quite a lot. Karen.
Yeah, and then it was, you know, like all good slurs.
Yeah.
It gets ruined by people getting really upset by it. And then you have to stop using it.
I think nonce is on the wane.
Do you reckon? Yeah. Do you reckon people are getting sick of it?
I think if you were to Google trends it...
Do you reckon?
Yeah, for sure.
Not in my hands. or when I'm walking down the street and people shouted at me.
Keeping it going.
It's funny, this podcast... We've had a few comments about the title of the podcast.
Yeah.
Under the Groomers.
Of course.
Now that we're... out in the public realm, a lot of people have been saying, oh, it's, you know, it's quite a weird name for a podcast. And I said, well, it's just about where we record it. It's not about, you know, it's not about nonsense. But unfortunately, I would say 90% of episodes, two sentences in, we started talking about nonsense or the word nonce.
It's inevitable. All roads lead.
So you think that's on the way? I mean, like you said, buzzwords, they have their day, don't they?
Yeah.
Plus, pedo's much funnier, I think.
Pedophile.
Pedophile, the whole hog.
Give it the honours it deserves.
Yeah, put some credence on paedophile. Yes. And Americans say paedophile, which is quite funny.
And they spell it pedo, which I think is
idiots.
Rubbish. Like Elon Musk, you know, he had that whole thing when he called that diver a pedo. He called him a pedo. And I'm like, that's it would have been funnier with pedo.
Yeah, I was thinking pedo. Back, while we're talking about pedos, I was thinking back to, do you remember there was a Facebook post and it was about, I think there was a comedian in like, Wales or up north or somewhere who'd been caught by like Facebook nonce hunters. Do you remember? And someone had put this big post up and it was sort of going around the sort of comedy community that someone had been caught by like Facebook nonce hunters. And they put like this really long message and it was like, oh, in light of news of a certain individual from this area, you know, obviously, you know, there's a lot of things ongoing, innocent until proven guilty. But I think it would be a good idea within the community if, you know, maybe that person wasn't booked for gigs at the moment. And there was a whole thread and people are commenting on stuff.
Yeah.
And I think this is where we've enjoyed talking about this Facebook comment.
Oh, is this? I was thinking of you guys.
What I think might be the world's most perfect Facebook comment. So there was this whole spiel and it was very sort of subtle and quite, you know, it didn't name any names and it was quite fair and balanced and you're reading it. And I didn't know about it at the time. So I was like, oh, bloody hell, you know, and you start thinking, oh, I wonder who it is and things like that.
Mm.
And then a comedian, I won't name it, a comedian from Bristol, I don't think he's going anymore, but a comedian from Bristol wrote what I believe to be the funniest comment on any thread. It was just six words, wasn't it? And six I feel words. Like he said so much in six words. What was the six words he wrote on, in the comment?
Who's the pedo? Where's the vid? No punctuation. Who's the pedo? Where's the vid? Six words. It was, you're right. We do talk about this a lot because in our mind, like we both write comedy and the whole idea of like the economy of words. Yeah. We realise that who's the pedo? Where's the vid? If you take any one of those words out, that sentence doesn't make sense anymore. That is the leanest...
Vid as well is really funny.
Vid, he hasn't got time. I'm not fucking about vid. Pedo, vid. I'm shortening words.
And it was such a like, and obviously you read it, and obviously you're thinking those words. Yeah. Those words are in my head. I wonder who it is. I wonder where I can find out.
Yeah,
where to see the footage. That's all. But obviously, you know, it's a really nice sort of pose, being like, hey, you know, let's look out, you know, let's make sure that the community's kept safe. Who's the pedo? Where's the vid? No comma. No, there's no fat on that at all, is there? Like, that's just,
it was beautiful,
absolute perfection.
Yeah, great.
Yeah,
I heard so, you start that and I'm thinking I hope yeah, it's this. Yeah, because yeah that's so
really nice. So Sorry,
we got a long way. Okay,
we got way off. Karen Steiner, you invented Karen Steiner.
Yes, I invented that. Okay, that's what I'm famous for, mm-hmm. inventing that. I also had an idea when I would go to festivals when I'm younger. Glasses and you pull the handle off and there's a Coke spoon. That's not as good as Karen Steiner.
It's not got mass appeal.
I'm not bringing that to, you know.
God, look at you. Such a controversial character. That you take so many class A drugs. You need a dedicated spoon in the arm of your glasses.
I remember just seeing someone with a long fingernail and thinking, that's not worth it.
Yeah, you're right.
I think there's got to be a better way. And I've seen the necklace round the...
Yeah, and you're thinking...
With the spoon on the necklace. And I'm thinking, come on, stop shouting about it. But it's hidden away.
Hidden away.
I'm not a massive drug taker, but
it's a classy touch.
Yeah, I think it'd be so easy to do. You can pull out the... Do you know what I mean? Pull off the end of it.
Yeah, no, I can picture it now.
But anyway.
I can picture it now.
I digress. Anyway, these are my credentials.
Yeah.
And so now I'm going to bring you...
Two good ideas.
My next idea.
This is the big one.
Fags that don't kill you.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I heard on your one before, the science we're not too bothered about.
We've got boffins. We've got boffins, so you just leave that to them.
Yeah.
But we come up with the kernel of the idea.
And it's up to them.
The boffins will work out the dirty work. They do the dirty work.
Okay.
It's a great idea.
Can I tell you why it's a good idea?
Yeah, I mean, they speak for themselves, but I'd like to know your...
Okay.
I'd like to know your thinking.
To spell it out in case anyone's not aware, smoking is the best thing on planet Earth. I think it's the best thing you can do.
Yeah, it really is.
Your life would never not be improved by smoking a fag.
That's true.
But the downside to cigarettes is they kill you.
They've got a big drawback. They've got a big design flaw. That's a big design flaw of the cigarette.
Say so. I can't believe it even got off the factory floor.
It's a huge design flaw. When they came out with fags, they must have been like, these are brilliant.
Yeah.
These are, I look cool.
Yeah.
They're sexy. They make you feel great.
Yeah.
Are there any drawbacks? And they'll go, there is a slight.
There's a slight downside.
There's a slight con.
In the small print, if you read it.
Likely to kill you.
But this brings me on to my next point about this, because you've just said what I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool, it's sexy. Is that related to the fact it kills you?
The sort of...
I'm asking the question.
Devil may care attitude of like, I don't give two hoots, pardon my French, whether or not these kill me. I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
It's a middle finger to the Grim Reaper.
Yeah, exactly.
It could be, but then...
That's my question.
But I guess if you invented them now, I mean, you wouldn't make them, like, different. So they just look like normal fags, wouldn't they? I like that your idea isn't a cure for cancer.
That would be rubbish. No.
That is a good idea.
Because that would be better, because we could just leave fags alone.
Yeah, then you could just go nuts.
Oh, my God.
Nah, forget it. Your idea's better. You're right. But then look at this. I mean, ever since the invention of the electronic cigarette, the vape, I mean, you and me have both. You've got like a little heated tobacco thing. I've been known to vape in my time.
Yeah.
But again, biggest drawback of the vape, it is the absolute least cool thing you can do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's horrifically uncool.
But why is it? Cause is it tied into the fact it's safe?
Maybe.
Because people often say, like, why don't you smoke a cigarette? Like, people say, oh, you'd never see John Wayne smoke a vape.
People do say that. Is he your guy that, you know, when you need a reference for a cool guy, you think...
Do you know what? He's an actor.
John Wayne.
He's an actor, isn't he? I've never seen a film he's in.
Well, I think he was in sort of cowboy films in the 50s.
I was going to say James Dean, I think.
But... Oh, yeah, James Dean, that's cool. He wouldn't be vaping.
No.
He couldn't be vaping. Couldn't see him with a...
There's a probably a lot of
with
things
a blue Raz.
Yeah, blue James, Raz, yeah.
Couldn't see James Dean getting...
Smouldering. Blue Raz. Tucking it into his sleeve. Couple
just
of
getting
bars.
Getting that little pot out with the little pipette, squeezing his little juice in. That's the worst thing. Because I was on the disposies for a while, and then they're really bad for the planet. So I got one that you can refill yourself. But the act, because I used to roll my own cigarettes back in the day.
That's cool, man.
I think, you know, it was an enjoyable experience. You sort of had something to do if you were by yourself. There's also a sort of...
I disagree with you on this, and I've disagreed with you before. I said to you, if you were rich, would you still smoke roll-ups?
I would, back in the, when I was young, 100%, I preferred them.
People say that, I don't get it.
Yeah, I preferred them. So the act of rolling your own cigarette, fine, borderline cool, but the act of refilling your vape with pink juice... I think one of the creepiest, saddest looks for a person.
Yeah.
Buying the juice.
And is it a pipette you use? Like a
have you never had the little squeezy bottle?
No, but I think I know what you mean now. Yeah.
It's got like a tiny little spout.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And then it's, you squeeze the juice into your thing, and it's just a degrading, embarrassing thing.
Yeah,
that you have to try.
Would
and
you
do
it in public? Would you feel embarrassed doing it in public?
I would be embarrassed doing it in public.
Have you done it in public?
I might have done it walking down the street.
I would have thought you'd need to be steady, or is it? Can you sort of just but
you can just get a little squeezer in. Oh, okay. A little squeezy.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to roll cigarettes when I was driving. I can.
On my teaching course, when I did training to be a teacher, we had to get into a line of who we thought was the best and worst driver, best to worst. I put myself
best to worst
the,
driver.
Yeah, I put myself at the top.
Best driver.
And my answer was because I can roll a cigarette whilst driving. That was me training to be a teacher.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm not teaching anymore.
Yeah, did they all go, this guy's so cool?
Isn't that so lame for me to do that? Yeah. I wasn't even young. I was 24. That's just too old.
That is young.
I roll fags on a drive. I'm cool.
I've got an invention. How about this?
Yeah.
I've always had this one in the back pocket.
Yeah.
It's a sober tablet, right? So you're out on the lash. You're getting battered. You're sinking pints.
Yeah.
Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And it's getting out of control. You have that third pint and you know... I'm doing that thing where I start pretending to flip the table over because I'm getting the fever.
It's a great look, and I've copied it a lot.
it's a good action. So you get a bit out of control, you get a bit excited. Maybe someone turns up, you weren't expecting them to be there, gets a bit giddy. It's a weeknight. You're now 6-7 pints in, and you're like, this is going to be a rough one. All of a sudden, hold up, pop a little tablet, bang, stone cold sober. That's such a good idea, isn't it? That's $1 million
idea. But would you want, if you're that drunk, would you want to be sober?
I think you would. What about if you just, when you got home, bang it in?
Or before you just drive home?
Yeah, drive home. Yeah, drive home.
I think it'd be funny to prank your friends with. To spike them.
Yeah, yeah.
Would that be illegal? Or
to
would
spike
it be,
them.
I guess any drug is that spiking?
I think giving someone any drug without their consent, for me... Maybe I'm a bit of a snowflake.
Yeah.
I think slipping a drug into someone's drink is probably...
Even if it would sober them up.
Maybe there could be like a police force for sobering people up. And if you're out, you know, if you're kicking a bin over and getting your knob out, then you're like, hey, right, that's it. For example, something I do when I've had too many.
Top of my head.
They come up to you and they're like, right, you've had too much. Give them half. Just take the edge off.
Okay, so what's to stop people? They're speeding. They're pulled over by the police and they go... Look.
But surely you wouldn't drive drunk and then...
Wait, you're drunk?
If you've got the tablet in your pocket.
Yeah. You should keep it in your teeth like the Nazis with that death drug.
Yeah,
I forgot what it's called.
Cyanide.
Yeah. Crack it with
straight
your teeth.
In. It's a good idea though, that, isn't it? The sober pill.
I mean...
That's $1 million idea.
It's a great idea.
That's $1 million idea, that.
Yeah.
That's coming out next after the boffins have worked out the piss mattress.
These boffins have got a lot.
They've got a lot on their plate and they are lazy as hell.
We got faith in them.
Yeah, we got faith in them. Yeah, cigarettes that don't kill you. It's a great idea. And I think we need to end vaping because I think it's getting out of control. For one, I started having one when I used to smoke to make me stop smoking. All that happens is now you have a cigarette that never ends.
It's impossible. So
I drove to Norwich for a gig the other day. Mm. And when I got there, I didn't think I'd breathed oxygen the entire drive there. I think I was just constantly on it.
Just honking. Just is blasting. Your window down? Or is it in, are you hotboxing?
I might pop a window down.
Yeah.
But it's not like, I'm not one of these guys with the big, you know, you see the guys in town where they've got that one that looks like...
The cloud makers.
The cloud machines. Yeah. The smoke machines. Also, buying the juice is a very emasculating experience. I went into a shop on Gloucester Road to buy some of the liquid for my vape.
Yeah.
And have you been into a vape shop?
I don't think so.
They're not cool places. They're quite knowledgeable about it. You feel like a bit of a Wally because you don't really know, but also you're trying to look like you don't know or care about your vape.
Right.
So I'm always like, oh yeah, whatever, just like give me whatever. I don't even know what it is, basically. Yeah, just give us whatever you've got, mate. Plus when I went in, there was a girl working in there and I went to college with her, and she's attractive, and she didn't know who I was, obviously, but
yeah,
it was embarrassing because I wanted to say, you know, can I have 56 bottles of peach mango whiz bum.
Yeah.
But I had to be like, what's your sort of, got any that tastes like Fanny or anything like that? You know, like just something that lads like, you know, just normal stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Did she recognize you?
No, not at all. No. I mean, she wouldn't have recognized me at college in the lesson.
Oh, you know, okay.
So 20 years later.
Say long bye. That time in the butchers or the greengrocers once, and you there was a girl you were attracted to. She was behind the counter, so you asked a question just to get to talk to her.
I know what story you're talking about.
Yeah,
you're talking about when I was in. It was like one of them fancy bakeries on Gloucester Road,
right?
And
I forgot what it was.
This is when I was a young single man, and the woman working, honestly, she was so beautiful, and I was like, I'm gonna strike up a conversation. They had something on the counter called quince tarts.
Quince.
And so I thought, I'm gonna start a conversation with this girl, and I went, oh, what's quince? And she went, what? And I went, what is quince? And she went, I don't know what you're talking about. And I went, oh, there's a thing here, and it says it's like a quince tart. And she went, oh, right. And then she went, Gary. This bloke came around the corner. He was like, yeah. And she was like, this bloke wants to know what quince is. And then she just walked off. And I had to have a 15-minute conversation with Gary about what quince was.
Quince.
And
is it a fruit?
It's like a berry or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I stopped listening, to be honest with you. But honestly, I was there genuinely like, this is sort of the one time I've tried to...
Well, you tried,
ever,
though. That's
ever
the
tried
thing.
To sort
you
of
tried.
Spark up a conversation with
yeah.
a person. And me and Gary still keep in touch, you know, we're still tight. You know, we message about all different kinds of berries. But yeah, that was...
romance story for the ages.
Exactly. You're a bit of a romancer, though, aren't you? You're a...
Of course.
You're a sort of I wouldn't say a Lothario, but you're a single man.
I'm a single man.
Bit of a stutter there.
No, but I'm not.
You're a young man. What are you? How old are you now?
I'm 31.
31, just a babe in arms.
That's right.
Just a sweet young pup. Just a baby boy.
Yeah.
31. Out on the tiles.
I'm absolutely not. I was just going along with that. No way.
A cat amongst the pigeons. So Jack, if you've listened before, Jack is like our advice guru. So me and Jack used to do a podcast that we actually never put out, which we started in lockdown, called Agony, where we answered advice questions. And Jack was very good at it. And I thought that was something you could bring to Under the Groomers.
Could people maybe send...
Yeah. So if you've got a real burning question, if you need a bit of advice, I remember we one of the ones we did, someone was asking advice on how to deal with their first day of school. Do you remember that one?
Someone wrote in, they
were moving to a different school.
Yeah.
We actually gave really good advice. We told them to find the biggest kid and beat him up immediately.
Yeah, prison rule. Yeah.
Prison rules, yeah. Stamp your authority.
Yeah.
We gave loads of good advice. But I was thinking, now that you're the young Lothario of the podcast group, Jack Davey, he's on a first date. It's hypothetical. You're looking a bit confused at me.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Hypothetical.
Yeah.
What are your top tips for the ideal first dates.
So I've been on, if I think about this properly,
He's been on more first dates than you've had hot dinners.
I think I've been on 2 first dates.
Big time.
Actually,
he's been on two today.
two first dates. The first date I ever went on was a lady called, oh no, I can't say.
Don't tell you their names, you lunatic.
No, I know. She was mental though. Have I told you about her before?
I don't know. I don't know her name.
A real flash in the pan romance, right? She was a very heavy smoker. She'd loved this invention that we come up with.
Yeah.
So what she had, she smoked so much, the inside of her fingers were sort of discoloured.
She sounds great.
And I've never seen that before. And she was like about 4 years older than me. And she didn't go to uni. She lived in the village. I don't know what
her deal was. Is this back home?
This is in Swansea.
Oh, in Swansea.
In Swansea. Okay.
Swansea girl.
Yeah. And she said to me, she was always...
Heavy smoker.
Heavy.
So the only facts we know about her so far is that you described her as... Did you describe her as batshit mental?
She was a goth.
Love that.
Add that to the mix. She was a goth. She made me a goth mixtape.
I've got a soft spot for goth.
Yeah.
It's heavy smoker.
Heavy smoker.
Yellow fingers.
They were brown. And she always used to say, oh my God, you probably judge me because of my fingers. Like, what am I going to do? And I said to her one day, I said, when you smoke with the other hand once in a while?
That's good advice. That is good advice.
She said, why don't you fuck off? She was scary, man.
That's good advice.
I thought it was good advice.
Pop one in between your toes. If you're going to do that. Or one of them little grabbers that old people used to pick stuff up with.
Like crisps.
Yeah.
They're not about anymore, are they?
Yeah, you still get them. An old person grabber.
I remember those.
Put your ciggy in that.
Yeah. But anyway, sorry. Yeah, I digress. So that was I went on one first date with her.
Where'd you go?
Went for a walk around the park.
A walk. Now, that's quite a modern... You're ahead of your time because I think the walk date is now a young, cool person thing to do.
Did that start in the lockdown, do you think?
I think that started in the lockdown. So you're ahead of your time, man.
It's all I've been.
This is little Jackie in his 20s in Swansea.
And do you know what? This was unfair-fetched. It was a really bad day, actually. So we sat down at a bar afterwards, had a drink. Mm-hmm. Her mate walks past. She goes, Felix. Name's Felix.
Yeah.
Tall guy, leather jacket, long hair.
Yeah.
She says, Felix is a poet.
Bad start.
She says, sit down, Felix. He sits down with us. And she says, will you read us some poetry? I swear to God, this is true. He starts reading poetry to us.
He's just got them on him. He
didn't even look. Straight out of his pocket.
Got the book.
Opened them up.
Yeah.
Reading this god-awful book. And I thought, how am I going to escape this?
That's rough. I mean...
Went out with her for 2 weeks after that.
Two weeks. So the walking date. Would you recommend a walking date?
I mean, it was about... 7 years ago, but it was all right, I think.
Tough for a heavy smoker, though. Was she blasting on the walk?
Do you know what? She wasn't smoking. Mm. Maybe she didn't want to put across the...
Keeping her hands in her pockets. So it's Bristol, it's 2025. Jackie is going on a first date.
Yeah.
What are your top romance tips? Did you ever listen to Graham Torrington's Late Night Love? Oh, no, you're too young for that. There used to be a radio program on GWR. And it was called Graham Torrington's Late Night Love.
What's GWR?
It's like a radio station from the past. Then it was Heart.
Okay.
And it was a guy called Graham Torrington. He used to give romance advice. Maybe I'll get you to give romance advice.
Torrington.
Let's see how you get on with this. First date time. You want to make it special. You like this person.
Yeah.
Let's say there's some budget concerns. You can't.
Okay. There's some constraints.
We live in the modern world. No one's got tons of cash. I want this to be relatable. I know you're doing well going to Sweden on business, but don't be going, I'll take her out for a 10-course tasting menu.
I don't think you can do these days. I mean, if you're dating a lot, you can't afford to spend loads of money, I don't think.
It's a gamble.
Yeah.
It's a financial gamble.
I did a gig last night and there were a couple there who there in the crowd on their first date. And I think
crazy.
It's a first date. You want to talk to each other, obviously.
Crazy.
But also, I'd be in my head about, well, should I laugh at that? Because maybe she'll think I'm weird for not laughing at whatever.
Maybe they're looking at you every time he says the word nonce. You're creasing up. She's like, this is not the guy for me.
I think that's insane. Okay, so my first piece of advice is don't do something where you talk. That's the important thing. Maybe second and third, you can, maybe see if you can enjoy a thing together. But the first time around, you want to know if you get on.
You got to do the talking.
Yeah.
People who go to the cinema on the first date, essentially what you're saying is, do you want to sit next to me while I watch a film in complete silence?
Well, there's this trick called that you can do.
Jesus. Hold on. You were after romance tips. We got them coming in now.
There's this thing called putting your dick in the back.
Do you know what? I thought...
No, sorry.
Get Jackie on to give some advice. He's going to have some romance tips.
Yeah, don't go to the cinema, for fuck's sake. Not on your first date. So number one tip, do it somewhere where you can talk.
Yeah.
For Jesus' sakes.
Yeah. a nice public place.
Yeah.
Witnesses.
Yeah.
Do you go for food? You eating?
Can be for food.
Can be.
People say don't eat anything messy. I think it's actually a show of confidence. If you say, let's go for an Italian, because then it's open. She might get a pizza, or he. But then you go spaghetti.
Yeah.
Big bowl. Yeah.
Real alpha move.
Yeah.
Getting them spaghetti and meatballs. This is some alpha pod shit. Yeah. Tell her you're not afraid. Ice white shirt, marinara sauce, slopping.
I think it's a real show of confidence. It shows that you back yourself. And also a nice trick, which I often do on a first date.
I love that your alpha move is to show you're not afraid to get tomato sauce down your shirt.
It counts for a lot.
White shirt.
I know women. That's what they like.
Hey, spaghetti and meatballs, yeah. As much red sauce as you like, I couldn't give a fuck.
So as much red sauce as you can give me without getting sacked. Keep it coming. I also like to say when the waiter comes over and says, what will you be having? Say... she will be having.
Yeah, that's good advice.
And let and pause, and she'll probably look like, what's going on?
That's
and
good advice.
You say, she will be having whatever she likes.
The twist. That's very nice.
Because then she'll be like, okay, he's okay. Aware of this thing. Because a lot, you know, women don't
the
like that.
The lady will have.
Whatever she likes.
The garden salad.
The garden salad.
That is free, isn't it? It does come with mine, so says mine comes with a garden salad, so can it be that salad?
Because I'm not a big fan of garden salad, so no. She can have that.
Yeah.
So that's tip number two.
That's a really good move.
If it's going to be food Italian.
She thought you were going to, so your tip there is let her think you're chauvinistic just for a minute and then pull the rug
because you need to make her aware that you're aware that this imbalance you know, that thinks you're a bad guy.
Yeah, but you're not.
You've got to keep them on their toes. So that's actually tip number three. Tip number two is Italian, because that gives them the option to play safe with pizza and you get your marinara.
Italian's classic, isn't it? They feel like a classic first date. Yeah. Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah.
You know, it's the meatballs in the alley.
Absolutely.
You nuzzle one over with your big hooter.
Yeah.
This is really good advice.
I think it's funny. I think she'll think, move. This guy's funny.
Are you choosing the wine? You ordering a bottle of wine?
No wine.
Good advice.
And actually, thanks for bringing... That's tip number four. No wine.
No. Can you say, can I see the wine list? And you throw it out the window. No poison for us, thanks. Yeah,
no wine. And she, if she says, why? Just say, I don't have to answer your questions. That's tip number four, actually.
I don't know you well enough to go into that.
I don't need to justify that to you. Make her think that you've got some sort of childhood-based wine trauma. Okay? You follow these steps, you will be successful.
You're going to be absolutely smitten.
Absolutely.
By the end of the night.
And tip number five is actually, have fun.
Have fun. Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself.
Don't take it too seriously.
Ask them questions.
Really good advice.
Get to know them. Ask them what they do for a job.
Capital of Iceland.
What's that?
It's a good question.
Reykjavik?
Ask them questions.
General knowledge.
Yeah, just keep...
Do you ever have it in school when people just say, what's the capital of Thailand? And then you say Bangkok and then they knee you in the bollocks.
No.
That happened to me a lot.
My school was rough, but they weren't clever enough. They would just kick you in the bollocks. They wouldn't have known what the capital of Thailand
was. That rigmarole.
That is an elaborate way of something they could just solve immediately just by coming up to you and kick you in the nuts.
See, I know you think this is some kind of like highbrow thing, but this guy was the thickest guy ever. Like, he was he was bad news.
Yeah, he was kicking people in the bollocks for fun.
He said once, because you're right. No, he didn't need it because one time he said, what's the capital of Thailand? I kept my mouth shut. I thought, I've got you.
Yeah,
and then he went, oh, I remember.
he's thought ahead. Yeah, because he probably reckoned first time he did it, he went up to a couple of people. They didn't know. They were like, was it Hanoi? Bang. But he's like, right, I need a solution for if they don't know or they don't answer. I tell you what, here's something they did at my school. Mm. Someone came up to me and said, who's your favorite Spice Girl? And I said, Sporty. And he kicked me in the bollocks and said, it's Baby.
What?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, so they didn't have to... There was no general knowledge quiz before you got kicked in the nuts at my school. Just straight in.
Penisland.com, you have that?
Yeah. Yeah, we used to do Pen 15.
Pen 15. I've actually...
Pen 15 was a good move.
It was actually on my hand last night.
What, Pen 15?
Because I wrote Pen 15 on my hand.
Yeah.
We were talking
for
about...
the gig?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was a joke?
I was on with Emma, who's Australian, and then I said, like, did you have Pen Island in Australia? And she was like, no, we didn't have that. Mm. But then we got onto Pen
15. Did she have Pen 15?
No.
Pen 15, if you don't know, is when someone at school, you'd write Pen 7 on the back of your hand, wait for someone to notice it, and then you'd say, oh, I'm in the pen club. And then you say, I'm Pen 7, he's Pen 8, she's Pen 12. That you'd be Pen 15, and then they write Pen 15, and then you let them walk off, and they've got penis written on their hand.
That's great. I never did it with that build-up. That's smart to say I'm Pen 7.
Yeah. Yeah, you were in the pen club. That's what you used to do. It's your pen and then your membership number.
That's great. I had no idea. I thought it was like just the Pen 15 gang.
Good tips, though. So, Italian. Are you picking up the check from there?
Tip number 6, you've got to pick up the check.
You've got to pick up the check. So you think some... Because I don't watch First Dates much because I find it quite a frustrating program to watch. Because it mainly seems to be two people with series of traumatic events that they want to share.
Yeah.
Like they both sit down and they're like, oh, so why are you single? And they're like, well, every single person I know died in a car crash. And they're like, oh, right, okay. And you always think, oh, this guy's been set up with some real sad. They've been set up with like a couple of sad. They've always got sad stories, haven't they?
Yeah.
Kind of bums me out a bit. Or there'll be some old boy and his wife of a billion years has died, and then he's like 100 and trying to get back in the
dating
game.
That's never normal.
It's sad. It makes me too sad. But I do find it interesting that young people, they still tend to go for the picking up the check. You know, some of those old traditions.
Well, I've heard on the grapevine that it's very important for a man to offer to pay.
Really?
And so therefore you offer, and then when they accept, you're more than within your rights to say, no, I take it back now. The offer is the important thing.
The offer?
The offer, yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's not to do with picking up the check. It's to do with offering.
Just offer. Did I tell you when I went on a date with my last girlfriend? She said, should we go Dutch?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have I told you that?
No, I just know the expression.
I didn't know what that meant.
Split the bill.
I had no idea. I said, yeah.
Did you do an accent?
Yeah, well, I had no idea what she meant. Should we go Dutch?
Get your clogs out.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it means split the bill.
Where does that come from?
I don't know, but it is an expression.
Is it? I had no idea.
Maybe it's a little test for you to see if you're a dum-dum or not.
Yeah.
Failed. Did you go Dutch?
I think so, yeah. I think I offered, but then she said, no, it's important for me on the first date to, I don't want...
Doesn't want to owe you anything.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's normally how you get them as well. That's your big move. Well, I did pay for dinner.
You don't want to be in my pocket, baby.
Kisses. I did pay for dinner. lovely stuff. That's good advice, Jack. That's really good advice.
Yeah.
Take them for an Italian. Offer to pay, but then go Dutch. Learn what go Dutch means.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy.
There was a few more steps, but that's the gist of it. Yeah, for sure. If you've got anything...
Enjoy yourself. That was the big one, though. And I think that's good advice in general. Make sure you enjoy yourself.
Be yourself.
Yeah.
Unless you are not someone who is lovable.
That's true, actually. Be yourself if you're cool.
Yeah, if it helps. If you are attractive in your personality, be
handsome.
Yourself.
That's good advice.
For sure.
Try and be handsome work out. Work out for the 8 years leading up to the date.
If you can.
The previous 8 years are going to be key.
Yeah.
Because if you can eat well, not drink and regularly exercise, that is going to help your chances.
And if you want to stay accountable, deal. You message someone that you fancy and you say, in 8 years, I want to go to Pizza Express with you.
You and me are going Carluccio's. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah, plan ahead.
You got to.
All good advice. Well, if you've got something, maybe you've got a quandary, or maybe you've got something you just need a bit of advice on, then you can write in to underthegroomers@gmail.com and we'll get Jack to solve your problems, or maybe just give you a little guidance. Just try and pass on some of the wisdom he's got. Let's not forget, this guy grew up outside Basingstoke, yeah? Then he moved to Swansea, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now he's in the big city of Bristol. Cutting his teeth on the comedy circuit, yeah? He goes to Sweden for his day job. This is a guy who gets about Sweden, Basingstoke, Swansea.
I've been around the block.
Bristol. He's been around a bit. Yeah.
Seen a couple of things.
He's seen some things. So please email in and we'll solve it for you.
Let me help you.
Anything else to... anything you want to plug?
Nothing.
Got any big projects coming up? Got any good gigs coming up?
No way.
Thanks for listening to Under the Groomers. Oh, Jack's laughing at me doing the outro. Thanks for listening to Under the Groomers. With me, Jeremy Flynn. Today, I was joined by Jack Davey. The show is produced by Joe Shears. And the theme music is by Rebecca Nash. And the theme music is not too long. If you complain about the length of the theme music anymore, I will play it twice at the start of each episode, just to spite one or two people. Please like and subscribe, or whatever you do on the internet to make podcasts become more popular. Can you leave us a review? That would really help. If you could leave a 5-star review and say it's good, and then share it and tell people about it.